time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, happy April 10th, everybody. We're a weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Dom Nicastro, the host. We got Danny Martin in the background doing his thing. Now, we are in the thick of spring. Spring has begun. Spring sports. But it is terrible weather out there. I mean, I'm looking at my my office window here in Manchester, New Hampshire earlier this week, and it's terrible. Terrible weather. And we'll talk a little bit about that with our guest of the day, Steve Nugent, North Andover Athletics Director. He talks about the perils of getting out there and getting the kids going in the spring season. It's always the hardest. I mean, fall, you're ready to go. The only concern there is the heat. Winter, everything's indoors. Doesn't matter unless you cancel because of travel and conditions. But this is terrible. I mean, you know, you get late March and the first half of April are bad. Most of April, really. I mean, I remember it's just New England baseball, Gloucester weather, just terrible. Salem State, terrible. And once you get going, though, there's no better feeling. The weather heats up and the fields are better and prepared. And you just have that first, like, you know, 71 degree day on a baseball game. It's just nothing better. Nothing better than that. Baseball, softball, lacrosse, track, tennis. So we do catch up after the break with Steve Nugent, North Andover Athletics Director, who will give us a scoop, some winter highlights, what's going on in the spring, and then some changing dynamics in Valley football, Merrimack Valley football. We'll get into that as well. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it with our latest guest today, our only guest of the day. It's going to be North Andover Athletics Director Steve Nugent. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Dom. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You keeping busy with coaching still, correct?
I am, yeah. Insane.
Best hire you've made for the
Well, I didn't hire myself, so unfortunately I can't claim that. The oldest guy on the staff probably, but all good.
Yeah, awesome. So we're well into the spring now. Of course, at the time we're interviewing, is it snowing down there in North Andover?
not right now, but there's lots of precipitation out there. It's just inevitable. It's going to be coming down pretty soon, I'm sure.
It is such a classic case of the early spring season. I remember as a mid-90s Gloucester high school baseball player, I mean, you know, you were freezing in between innings and just, I mean, on the bench. This is like the spring is just dreary and cold and the fields are terrible unless you have the turf, you know. Yep. So how's that going? Like just dealing with the weather so far.
It stinks. I mean, I think, you know, obviously everything that we do, especially in the spring, is dependent upon the weather. And, you know, we're coming out of the winter. You know, we're blessed with some turf fields here at the high school, but we don't have a turf baseball or softball field.
Yeah.
So both of those teams have not been on their home field yet. And here we are, you know, starting week four.
Wow.
Of the season. And, you know, so they're doing, you know, some gym time. They're maybe doing a little bit of infield work. I think that softball got to the field once and baseball once. But really, it's, you know, right now it's, we've got a game on Friday at home for our home opener for baseball. And we're already looking to move it because we just know the field's not going to be ready.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. And it's like, you know, I remember everyone looked great in the gym, you know, because those brown balls come right to you. You pick them up, throw them over, you fire it. And the sound of the glove and everything looks good. But then you get out on that field. It's like a different world. And
yeah.
Hey, his, you know, the kids are used to it. They have to adapt. But so how's it looking, you know, spring wise, you know, in terms of numbers and participation health and things like that?
You know, in a good spot. I think we one thing I mentioned in the fall, you know, we raised our user fees for the first time in 11 years. And, you know, I was worried about that. We had, you know, we hadn't done it. You know, we were falling behind and really, you know, losing money every year. We had to find a way to, you know, be able to, you know, step up our efforts in getting uniforms or equipment or everything around us was. So anyways, long story short, we raised the user fees for the first time in 11 years. It has had zero impact on the number of kids who have come out for teams, which is awesome. You know, it's a necessary evil, I guess, in the world of sports in North Andover right now to charge user fees. I hope we get away, you know, get rid of that down the road, but hasn't had an impact. So, you know, really good numbers. You know, I think the, you know, I'm pretty happy with where we are as far as number of participation. We've got like 475 athletes right now in the spring program, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, very healthy, very healthy. When you look at your coaching staff, you know, any newbies in the varsity head coach department, or did you bring back the whole crew from last spring?
Yeah, the good news is, you know, I'll talk about something else shortly, but the good news is our entire spring staff is back, you know, which is great. You know, I think, you know, we just hired a new football coach and I've got three other hires I've got to make for girls volleyball, boys ice hockey and girls basketball. So those in those areas, we'll have a lot of new faces. But right now, our spring staff was intact and back.
Yeah, that's always good. And then the new football coach, let's go down in that direction. What's in store for the fall?
So, you know, I'm excited. You know, Matt Cerullo has been our he's been on the defensive side of the ball for us for 7 years. You know, he his first year that he came in, we won the Super Bowl. He worked under, you know, John Dubczynski, you know, a legendary family in the world of football in the state of Massachusetts. And John had to step back to spend more time with his family, did the right thing by them. Big loss, but Matt is seizing the opportunity and he's got more energy than, you know, most people I know put together. And, you know, he's already hit the ground running. So he's a guy who's also runs a football performance program called PACT. And his good buddy, his business partner, actually got hired as the Andover head coach. So, you know, it just kind of makes our rivalry with Andover even more special. I think it's going to be real unique. They got two best friends, you know, going head to head every Thanksgiving. And they've got big plans for, you know, things that they want to do in the MVC.
Yeah. So these two guys work together by day and then are going to be going at it at night. Well, not at night, but on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, they both have, I think, other jobs during the day, but they have this side venture that, you know, they're preparing, you know, athletes, you know, just in general, but more specifically for football. And, you know, said they've sent a lot of kids off to colleges and with, you know, with their help. And So Jay Fielding and Matt Cerullo, you know, just it's going to be an interesting chapter in our history with Andover coming up here.
Yeah, that's like so that's two veteran coaches gone from the Merrimack Valley. Any other changes Valley football wise that you know of?
Yeah, in fact, I mean, I think, you know, we were talking about this. We did the AD meeting a couple of weeks ago. I mean, out of the 11 coaches, I want to say there might only be three, maybe four tops who have been there longer than 2 years. You know, last year, I think Lowell and Lawrence and Drake had all got new coaches. This year, Andover, North Andover, and Billerica will be hiring a new coach as well.
Wow. Yeah, that is. And you know, Coach Perry goes up and down with his retirement, but it's official this time.
I believe so. I mean, he's a legend and a great guy. And I feel like, yeah, they've already appointed the new coach. So I believe EJ will be, officially retired this time.
Wow. That is a lot of changing of the guard there going on in the Valley for sure. Should be an interesting fall, 100%. Yeah. But backtrack just for a second to the winter season. What would you call as highlights for North Andover this past winter?
Hard to say. I mean, I think, you know, girls wrestling, I guess, would be one of the things I'd like to lead with. I think our coach, Larry Coughlin, had a sister who was a really awesome wrestler back in the day when there really wasn't a girls tournament. And he's been really a big proponent of building that. So we had our girls finished fourth in the state for the second year in a row. And he had a girl go to New England's and really did a nice job. So, you know, that was one of the highlights. Our boys basketball team, they made the tournament. They went down to Franklin and had to play against, the eventual state champion down in their barn and their gym. And, had a great game. We had a lead late in the fourth quarter, but lost to them. And boys and girls hockey, those were probably the stories. I mean, the boys hockey team had a real crappy, for lack of a better word, year. My son was on the team. Qualified for the tournament and ended up winning a game against the number 5 seed, on the road to kick off the tournament. But the girls hockey team, that was the story. I think they had a couple of girls who were all Scholastic for the Globe and the Herald, and they went to the Final Four. They also lost to the eventual state champion down in Hingham. But they had a great run. Juliana Taylor, our goalie, was, out of her mind. And, we had some great contributions from, a lot of different girls in the program.
Yeah, that Division I girls hockey is like tough. Hingham's always in the mix. And then they beat, and they of course beat you guys in the semis, and then they beat Bishop Stang. So, and then St. Mary's won it last year. So there's always those like five or six that are just so hard to crack in that division.
Yeah. And even our league foe, Tewksbury Methuen, they made it to the Final Four as well. They lost to Stang in overtime. They had a lead late, lost it, and they lost in overtime. And, they were one of the few teams that beat us during the regular season. And it was just great to see, two MVC teams down and we had to go down to Bourne to play in the semifinals.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was a hockey kind of year in the Valley, versus basketball. Basketball gets a lot of the headlines, Lowell Central Catholic, boys and girls for Central Catholic. We had a great years. But Billerica won the state title, for boys hockey. Yeah. And then you guys were Final Four for girls. Tewksbury boys had another great year. I think losing to Billerica on the way.
They did.
State title. So seems like the Valley hockey made a little progress there.
Yeah, it was good. It was great to see, your rivals, during the year. But as, when you're out and it's somebody's, turn next, you root for them. And especially our girls, a lot of them play their club time together with the girls from Tewksbury Methuen. So it was great to see them at our games and our girls at their games, rooting them on, as we were we were hoping to play each other in the garden, but both of us fell just shy of that.
Yeah. Well, let's switch to Steve Nugent, coach. What's going on in that arena?
For the boys track team in North Andover, we've been on a great roll. I make the joke this year, we lost a lot of quality athletes. So I might actually have to coach this spring. But, we've got a nice group coming back. We'll be competitive. I think, we're in a really tough conference. I mean, Lowell boys, they won the state championship indoors. They didn't lose too many athletes. So they're going to be hard to beat. Central Catholic, Andover, Haverhill. These are all the teams that we're competing with on a weekly basis. So it's going to be tough, a tough regular season, but hopefully that'll prepare us for the postseason.
That's great. So low boys, what was their strength in the winter? Where did they, what got them to the state title?
You name an event and that's their strength. I mean, they were just one of the best track teams I've seen in a long time. They have jumpers and hurdlers and sprinters and distance and, middle distance. They just throwers. They had basically somebody in every event, and they're going to be a real tough team to beat, regular season. And then thankfully we don't have to see them in the state meet. They're in Division I, we'll be in Division II.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But toughen you guys right up during the regular season and stuff. Yeah. And then the Valley, does it have like a one big league meet championship for the spring track?
Yep. Andover hosts that this year. Andover hosts that. Yeah. So all 11 teams will get there. I think it's actually the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. So it's really that for me is it's a fun meet because, you know, it's a nice to win, but it's not like you know, you don't leave there disappointed because unless you know, your kids didn't show up and it's always everyone brings out the best in each other. You know, a lot of quality boys and girls teams at that meet, a lot of great coaches. So it's extra special, you know, and it just gets you ready for the following week, which is a big state meet weekend. And that's a 2-day meet.
Yeah. And it's very unique. I love like the feel of the conference tournament kind of feel. And I think basketball is trying to emulate that in the Valley, right?
Yeah. We did a pilot this year with the girls in Division II, like our smaller group. Next year, you know, we've got plans to have, you know, both boys and girls, large and small, you know, we're reserving dates at the end of the season to have some kind of like a mini tournament inside where like, you know, the top four teams and by power ranking will play against each other and then the next four and so forth and so on. And that's, so it should be interesting. And again, this comes from like, you know, really we're trying with every sport to be unique in giving teams the opportunity to be more prepared for a higher seed or play better teams with higher rankings. And, you know, sometimes a league schedule can, you know, either hold teams back with a lower power ranking or, you know, really bury teams with, you know, a great power ranking, but they're losing every game. So we've tried to do a decent job of looking at every sport individually and planning for what would be best for that particular program or that particular sport.
Yeah. And in theory, that one would be like a non-league season-ending tournament, kind of like, right? Would it be league games?
It could be, yeah. So technically, I guess, like if it was, you know, there were four teams, and you know, they were separated by a couple of games. Like those couple of games, you know, will award a tournament champion, kind of like you do with track or some other sports. There's a tournament champion, and then there's a regular season champion. But the thought is those games would be counting towards the league championship as well. So. Yeah, just again, trying to like be creative and not so much give every team an opportunity to win a trophy, but more give every team an opportunity to play against some solid competition towards the end where it helps their power ranking and also prepares them better for the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. And you got the Commonwealth in the beginning of the season, then you got that at the end of the season. That'll be a heck of a sort of wraparound, you know, wrap up.
That's right.
All right, cool. Well, did I leave anything out you wanted to mention, Coach?
I'm pretty psyched about our spring season. You know, I feel like, you know, if we ever get off the ground here weather-wise, you know, I think, you know, we've got, you know, like I said, you asked earlier about the coaches who, you know, returning staffs all over the place. We're a senior heavy team in baseball. So hopefully they'll be strong. And, you know, all our girls' participation numbers are right there with anybody else's. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to a great spring this year. So,
yeah, 100%. Well, Steve Nugent, Andover Athletics Director and Coach of Track. We'll let you get going on this busy Monday morning, and I appreciate coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks for having me, Dom. I appreciate you.
All right, we'll catch up later. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Take care.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Steve Nugent, Andover Athletics Director. We love having Coach Nugent, AD Nugent, on the show. He's a busy, busy man with that day job as the Athletics Director and night job as the coach of Andover Track. And North Andover Track. And you know that he probably fields texts and emails and calls while he's coaching for other sports too. This bus broke down and there's no refs at this lacrosse game. The refs didn't get paid. You know, it's just, I can imagine the multitude of little things that add up. That's a job of many little things, right? This big thing is to make sure the student athletes are excelling in the classroom and on the fields, but they have great coaches to do that. But the little things add up, right? Scheduling, coaches, emails, parents, forms, user fees. And there's just, I can't imagine how much it goes into that. That's a lot. But we're going to wrap up the show. You know, not much to get into yet. It's early season here in the Valley. No trends shaping up. MIAA rankings are not out yet. Once they're out, that'll be like this last segment of the show will be all rankings all the time, right? So, you know, we got a lot of good stuff going on, and we're going to be bringing it to you every single week. I'm looking forward to that, being here with you all spring, all the time on the Merrimack Valley. We won't let a big story go unnoticed. Well, maybe, you know, that could be a lie, because Lowell Boys Track was a state titleist. I'm not sure if I gave them a mention. We did cover Merrimack Valley Track in the winter, but missed that one. Man, good job, Lowell Boys Track. And maybe we'll, if the spring coach is the same as the winter coach, we'll get that coach on and talk all about it. But yeah, congratulations to Lowell Boys Track. Much overdue, late and very late. All right, we're going to wrap it up, but we will be back April 17th, our next show. Stay with us, everybody, and have a great early April week.